MEDC issues, housing. Housing is a big issue in the UK because it is a reasonably small country in terms of surface area, which has a large and growing population. The Office of National Statistics thinks we could hit 70 million people in 2033. This gives Britain a high population density, particularly in the south of the country. The result of this is housing shortages and high property prices. The number of households has risen by 30% in the UK since 1971, and in part this is because more and more people live on their own. This is coupled with rising life expectancies and high levels of immigration, all combining to produce a housing shortage. The government would like to build 240,000 houses every year until 2016 to stop this shortage and stabilise house prices. But the question is where we should build those houses. There are two possibilities: on greenfield sites or on brownfield sites. The Green Belt is a tract of open land consisting of farmland, woodland and open recreational areas surrounding urban areas. They are protected by law from new building unless the government deems it necessary to build there. Greenfield sites is a term used to describe any area of land that has not been developed upon previously. You can get greenfield sites in the Green Belt. Brownfield site is an old industrial or inner city site that is cleared for a new building development. Building in the Green Belt on undeveloped greenfield sites is a very controversial and contentious issue. Population growth in the UK, the trend towards smaller family units and the demand for people to live at the edge of the city has put incredible pressure on the green countryside surrounding all of our major cities. In addition, the fact that land is cheaper and often more accessible at the edge of the city has meant that light industry such as Atmela Silverlink, high-tech industry such as Sage at Newcastle Great Park and retail such as the Metro Centre like to locate there. But should we build in these areas? The advantages of building in greenfield sites is that there's no need to clean up the site from previous land uses, therefore can work out cheaper. Existing road networks are not in place, so don't restrict planning. They are often on the edges of cities where land is cheaper, and planners and architects have a blank canvas to work with. The advantages of building on brownfield sites is that it's more sustainable as existing developed land is being used. They stop city expansion as they are already within the city. This stops the loss of countryside and reduces journey times as the city is more compact. Road networks already exist, as do electricity and gas networks, although these may need updating. And it's also easier to gain planning permission as councils are keen to reuse the brownfield sites. Newcastle Great Park is a good example of a development in a green field site.